Well, you'll have heard on the advertising campaign that we're running here on Cambridge 105 Radio of the Three Streets campaign that is running throughout Cambridge. Services aimed at helping those who are homeless, rough sleeping, whatever. I'm joined on the line by Matt Nelson from It Takes a City. Matt, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you too, Neil.
Good to catch up with you again. Just remind everybody what's going on at the moment with the Three Streets, StreetLink.
Three Streets campaign, Neil, is basically we're trying to show the public three very simple ways that they can help people who are homeless or they're concerned about a risk of homelessness. We call it Three Streets simply because we talk about StreetLink, Street Support Cambridgeshire, and Street Aid. So that's where the Three Streets comes from.
Fantastic. All right. Now, this is very much aimed at all different aspects of rough sleeping, homelessness, isn't it? People who want to help, people who come across somebody on the street. Where are we at the moment? I mean, presumably this is a problem that was handled very well during the pandemic, but now we've got a cost of living crisis. I guess those numbers, just when you think, oh, we've got it covered, suddenly I guess we're looking at increasing numbers of people being out on the streets.
That's our concern, Neil. I think, say, with the cost of living crisis, almost inevitably we're going to see a rise in homelessness. Now, that might be a rise in rough sleeping, although, as you say, during the pandemic, Cambridge as a city, we became very adept at really helping those people to get off the streets. Mm. There are plenty of accommodation options there. It Takes a City as just one of those organisations. But also, we're probably going to see a rise in hidden homelessness, in sofa surfing. You know, people giving up their rental properties. They may be kipping down on a mate's floor for a few weeks, as I did in my younger days. But eventually, that friend's goodwill might wear off. And those people are going to need to find somewhere more permanent to call their home. So, we're all concerned that is going to definitely see a rise in homelessness.
All right. Okay. So let's look at the options that we've got available. If someone's walking along the street and they see someone in exactly this situation, what can they do?
So what I would suggest to them, Neil, is get your phones out and go into whichever app store your phone uses and download StreetLink. Or you can use the website, which is streetlink.org.uk. It's a very, very simple process. You see somebody who you're concerned might be sleeping out rough that night, and this just talks you through a four-stage process. So it asks you where you are. So give as close a location as you can. Use your phone's locator. That will tell you where you are. And then it asks you a couple of simple questions like, what does the person look like? Give us a description. Have you seen them there? Is this the first time you've seen them there, or you see them there regularly? And then that's your job done. You basically click the button. That information goes to a national call centre. There is a phone number you can phone if you prefer to do that. But then that national call centre knows that you're in Cambridge. And in the case of the city, it will send all that information to the street outreach team. And they will then go out and make contact with their person. And to complete the circle, you'll normally, within an hour or so, get a text or an email, whatever you prefer, and it will say, we've made contact with that person. So you haven't got to wander down the street thinking, is help coming? It'll be confirmed you've actually made contact and help is on its way.
That's the thing, isn't it, really? You want to know that you have done the right thing. And Cambridge's street outreach team has always come in for huge praise, hasn't it? It's a very effective unit.
Absolutely. I mean, the people that work for them, their heart's in the right place. They know all the support that's available, and they're not just going to leave somebody on the streets. But you need to bear in mind, Neil, just bear in mind, sometimes people do contact us and say, well, I've seen that person on numerous occasions, nothing's being done. You do have rights in the country to refuse help if it's offered. Sure. So sometimes you may see somebody on the streets on several occasions. So I would just say about StreetLink is don't assume that someone has reported it. We would rather you over-report than not report your concerns. We can at least then build up a picture. It may be that person is moving around the city. So it may be that they've been reported in another place and you've now spotted them sort of rough sleeping in another part of the city.
Sounds very good. Sounds very effective. And your point about people having the right to refuse help is one to bear in mind, because that is often the case. And as you say, especially in Cambridge, there is so much support available that really, if somebody is on the street and they look like they've been around for a while, it's highly likely that they have been put in touch with all the right people. But for whatever reason, they've opted to stay out.
You're right. In a city like Cambridge, you say it's unlikely. An organisation will normally pick someone up. They'll be on their radar. It's not very common that we miss somebody who's rough sleeping.
Right, okay. And now let's talk about street support.
Yeah, you said about support available for people in Cambridgeshire, Neil. We've got Street Support Cambridgeshire website, which it takes a city. We manage that and we maintain the information. And I think we asked you in our advertising campaign, Neil, we asked a couple of simple questions. Is would you know where to get practical help and support for somebody who's homeless? And where would you go if you wanted to help and you wanted to support, be that through money or time or items? Street Support Cambridgeshire is a website that brings all of that information into one location for you to access. I had a look this morning. I think we've got 107 organisations and groups around the city, and they're providing over 300, we call them services, but 300 offers of help. Now, that could be literally help with finding you accommodation. That could be hot food or food parcels. Because don't forget, once somebody leaves the streets in Cambridge, we don't just leave them to it and say, off you go, fill your boots. It's there's a whole army of people behind that person helping them to stay off the streets. So whether that's practical support, I'd like to mention one group in particular. You may have heard of Todd and Bare Necessities. Such a simple idea. He was concerned about somebody sleeping rough on the streets in the pouring rain. They started by offering pants and socks, just the dignity and the comfort of giving somebody a clean pair of socks, because it might shock people, but homeless people do suffer from trench foot in this country. Yeah. There have been cases of rough sleepers with trench foot. So just providing clean pants. Imagine that, Neil. Imagine somebody giving you a clean pair of pants when you haven't changed them possibly for days. Todd and Bare Necessities have now moved on to providing personal items like sanitary products to women, and also other items, toothbrushes, toothpaste, all that kind of stuff. So if you go to the Get Help section of Street Support Cambridgeshire, broken down by category, there are over 300 offers of help from all sorts of organisations across the city. So don't think the support's not available. And what I would say, again, if you work in a city centre business, or perhaps you work for the city council, or you're part of a church group, and you come across someone who's homeless, just make sure you've got the Street Support Cambridgeshire website, either on your phone or on your laptop, on whatever it is, on your device, so you've got the information to hand and you don't feel as though you've got to do that. I'll walk away and I'll get back to you.
No, you see, indeed. Sounds amazing. And as you say, if there's that number of things available, even if someone does opt to still stay on the streets, nevertheless, you can still stay a bit healthier and a bit safer on the streets that way.
Absolutely, because we do have groups like Street Bike, who are a student group, or Caring for Cambridgeshire's Homeless, run by the amazing Karens. And they're the people you might have come across, and they'll go out with their trolleys, their dolly trolleys, and they will go out and give people sandwiches or socks and pants or whatever that might be. So it's not a case of maintaining someone's life on the streets, but it's just making it a bit more comfortable until such time as perhaps they do want to engage and they do want to start that journey from street to home.
Amazing. And of course, you've got the modular homes and everything else. We could talk about what goes on to help the homeless and rough sleepers in Cambridge for days and weeks, Matt, because there is so much. If people are wanting to find out more, I mean, the It Takes a City website is also a good place to start, isn't it?
Yeah, we would say if you come to ittakesacity.org.uk, all of this information's on there. So I would say come there as a first point of call, but also you'll see our contact details. I'd say, if you're not sure where to turn or what organisation to go to, we try to be a central point of information for you. So drop us an email. It might be, I've got some time and I want to help, but I need some advice. Or as we were saying earlier on, you might be an estate agency that wants to talk to us. We've got, businesses that want to talk to us. Just get in touch with us. And we like to see ourselves as an honest broker. So we'll always say to you, well, we don't really need that help, but we can absolutely put you in touch with, it might be an organisation like Winter Comfort or Jimmy's that you've heard of, and we'll point you in that direction. Or you might have an idea for a brilliant little project, and we can put you in touch with a charity that, rather than you sort of reinvent the wheel, we can say, well, actually, there's this little group over here that could use that idea, go and work with them, so that you're not wasting your energy and you're not kind of perhaps, you know, taking those first couple of steps and then going, it's all too difficult for me, and stepping away again.
Indeed. Now, for those who don't know, I mean, we're going back to what, 2017, 2018 now, when It Takes a City was first formed, and it was this great coming together of all the organisations and all the bodies, and it's proved its worth, hasn't it? It really has, especially throughout the pandemic and everything else. That Cambridge way of approaching things by pulling all the people who could be affected together and going, right, how do we fix this problem? Rather than sticking plaster it, how do we fix it?
That's it. That's what we do, Neil. As I think when I've spoken to before, we see ourselves kind of as a think tank. That's one of the core. As you say, we look at a specific issue. So it might be women, could be young people, could be armed service, you know, ex-veterans.
Sure.
And we make sure we bring everyone together, and we're about finding not just that sticking plaster, but genuine sustainable solutions that help individuals in the long term.
Fantastic. It's great work that you do, Matt. It's always good to catch up with you. Take care out there. Enjoy the summer. Carry on watching Wimbledon. And Matt Nelson from It Takes a City. ittakesacity.org.uk if you want more information. Thanks very much indeed for talking to me today.
Pleasure.